ما نفسك في تفيلة. How is it possible? That's the Nakuda. How is it possible that their Torah, Vaistois, is more kosher than their tefillah, and by us, our tefillah is more kosher than the Torah? It's well known the Gemara in Shabbos says that one of the shaylas that we're all going to be asked, one of the ikar shaylas that every single person is being asked, b'shoshem maknisim le'din, is kavata itam l'teira. And the Mefarshim already point out, notice that the Gemara didn't say, kama lamadata b'teira, how many hours did you put in learning? And that would be very chashuv shayla, very important shayla. It defines a person, how many hours he learned. The Gemara doesn't ask how much you mechadish in Torah, which is also very chashuv. If we could be mechadish and bring out our chelik and Torah in the world, that's also gevaldik. But yet that wasn't the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara Shaila was, kavati itim la Torah. Will you kaveya the itim to Torah? Did everything become tofel and subjective to Torah? That nothing in the world will be mevatel your Torah. You will kaveya the itim la Torah. A Torah that's learned, b'yetzim in a klal, you have a seder that's said is not to be broken by hook or by crook, no matter what. There's a kfis itim la Torah. And vices in the Gemara that has that shaila is more pertinent. It's more of an ikka shaila than even limud ha-Torah, the hours it's learned and the chedushin that's from a chadish. We mentioned once that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Aruch Chaim Kufnun Hei Sif Aleph, that there's an in to be kaveh and ace lumay, the time in the day to learn, that is a chik v'lo yava, that Torah cannot be broken. That, no matter what, no matter the inus is, that Torah for that zman is going to be learned. I mentioned that my Rebbe, Reb Nissen Karelitz Tzatzal, he used to have a seder right after Shacharis that he learned Mishnayis. That was a chik v'lo yava. By hook or by crook, you're not being mevatel that seder. The Chofetz Chaim, in Shmir Salash and Shah Toyer Per Gimel, he explains the importance that we all know it. He explains the importance why not to be Mavatal even one day of learning. He says, besides the fact that if someone's Mavatal one day of learning, then the next day and the third day is going to be harder, and it's more Allah that he'll end up having to cut corners and compromise and that those limudi, those starim as well. But he says, be'etzim, even if he continues to learn day two, day three, but the etzim fact that he didn't learn every day in a row, he took a break, one day he had a bittel on that seder, then a kumtois, his kfiyas is not tmidius, it's not ritzifus, it's not kaseda. And if it's not consecutive, his lashon is, ein ruach ha-kodesh shoyro kokach alalim erahu. He's sacrificing the Ashras of Ruach HaKodesh on his Limud. When we learn Torah without us even realizing it, there's Ruach HaKodesh that Shoyer on the Limud. And if we take a break, if there's a pause, then there's a disconnect. And then even if we continue again, but if it's not Tmidius, it's felt in the Ruach HaKodesh of the Torah. Well-known Rambam, the Rambam says in Kama Torah, Per Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel, Misharata Lizkois Bekeser Hatoira Yizar Bachole Loisov Velo Yoivad Afilo Echud Mehen Beshino Vachilo Ushasio Vesika Ukayetaben Elabatamu Torah Vedibre Kachma. There's a thing called Keser Torah, the crown of Torah, the jewel of the Torah. There's one thing to learn and you can plug in those hours, which is beautiful. But if there's something else called Kesater, you reach the spitz, you reach the climax, the beauty, the splendor of the Torah. What's Nichlal and Keser has a lot of nuances, a lot of meanings, but it's not just the jewel and the crown and the spitz. Kesater is also the shlita. Melech has a shlita. What you get to the point where you shoylet al Torah, and that comes only if it's keseda, without missing even one night. It has to have a kvius b'li hafzik. If a person misses even one night, then he lost his kesa Torah. He could be a gevaldik alamdin. And even a Gevaldika Masmid. But he doesn't have Kesetar. He lost it. The Rambam says you have to learn every night without exception. That that's Prat in the Gemara. How come Rishon Bar Yochai v'Chaverov were not mafsik for tefillah, and we are? Mamanachok, is Torah more chashuv than tefillah, or is tefillah more chashuv than Torah? So to Chavetz Chaim, well, depending what type of Torah you have. If you have the Torah that is a Ruach HaKodesh, a Shoyre in the Torah, it's a Torah that's Keseda. If you have such a Torah, and a Hanami, then the Torah is more chashuv than tefillah, and if it ain't mafsikim betefillah. But if the Torah has breaks, if the Torah is not Keseda, then that Torah felt in Ruach HaKodesh, and Memela tefillah is more chashuv than Torah. So Rishon Bar Yochai v'Chaverov, that was Tirasam Nasan, they were Keseda, they were Zeicha to the Ruach HaKodesh b'Torah. So ain't a Hanami, their Torah is more chashuv than not mafsik for tefillah. But us, even though we're anusim, we're anainis, we have a mafsik for our parnasa, we're anusim. But lemaisa, fartanainis, the belt says of fartanapakaris, even if it's bainis, fart lemaisa, if we have those einsim and we don't have that retzifus in Torah, because the we mavato for umnis, so memela our Torah doesn't have that ruach hakodesh, then tefillah is more chashev, and therefore we're mafsik for tefillah. The chilek between the Torah Rishon Bar Yochai and the chilek and the Torah of Rabbi Yochanan, even that's what Rabbi Yochanan was talking, is like night and day. And if that was the chilek between the Rashbi and Rabbi Yochanan, so can you imagine the chilek between Rabbi Yochanan and us? The Torah, forget the hekif and the command on it. The Pashut, his Torah was had a shri hashras of Ruach HaKodesh in it that we don't have, not on that level. The Chofetz Chaim points out, it's not all or nothing. It's not black and white. There are millions of grays in between. The more a person has retzifus in Torah, the more consecutive the Torah is, the more kviyas the Torah is. Hakavati itim l'Torah, that's the ikashayla. If you have a more kviyas in Torah, then that elevates your entire Torah, all your limud haTorah. Every minute of your Torah is elevated because it's kaseida. That's a whole different level. And it depends on how much kviyas a person has. If a person has a 92% kviyas, then he has a 92% chashivas to his Torah. If it's a 91% kviyas, then his Torah has a 91% chashivas. That's how it is. It's totally on the person's kviyas. The Divrei Shmuel, the Slonimah, he has Lakutei Amorim, Lamed Vav. You could look it up. It's page Resh Gimel. He brings this out in his Nusach beautifully. Says, because I'll say in Zvachim, Pei Tesam and Aleph, Kalatodim Mikaveiroi is Kodim. Anything that's more Todr is more Choshev, has a Kedima, has priority. So too the Gemara says, Kalam Kudish Mikaveiroi is also Kodim Mikaveiroi. Anything that's more Choshev in terms of Kedusha, something that's more Kaddish, also takes priority. If you have two inyanim to do, you have a mitzvah to perform, or you have a divrei hetter to perform, the mitzvah goes first. That's more Kaddish. But what happens if you have one thing is more Tadir and another thing is more Kaddish? Which has Kedima? If something is Tadu Mekaddish, Tadir is Kaidim. Something that's more Tadir has Kedima. That's more Choshev. So Memeli says when it comes to our Avodah, when it comes to our Limud HaTorah, if we have the kviyas in the learning, then that elevates the Torah and has priority even over a more chashuv learning. It's a pella, mamish more pella. Let's bring this out of Maisa. Somebody learns Mishnayis Keseida and he's never mafsik Keseida. He's learning Psukim and Mishnayis or Bikiyas, Daf Yomi, and he's not mafsik Keseida. There's the kviyas, a strong kviyas, an ironclad kviyas. His Torah is more chashuv than the gresta lamdin in the world, who doesn't have that kviyas. A person could be learning Nistar, unbelievable Torah, but if it doesn't come with kviyas, then we have the klal of todu mekudesh todu kaidin. The person who has the kviyas on whatever level of learning he is automatically takes precedence over that other type of Torah, because his Torah is big kviyas. His Torah has ruach hakodesh. Kaidish Shirebai. Tadu Makudish Tadu Kaidan. want to develop this a little deeper based on the same parrots of the Chofetz Chaim, but just take it to a bit higher, a next level, to get an appreciation of what it means to have Kisrei Shel Torah, what it means to have Ruach HaKodesh Shoreh B'Torah, why it's more chashuv, why that's the Ikka, the Kviyas Itim LaTorah is the Ikka. The Pasuk in Mishlei, Perches Pasuk Lamed Aleph, says like this, Ashri Adam Shemei Ali, Lishkot Al Dosai Sai Yoim Yoim. Fortunate is the person who listens to me to be Shaykit Al Dosai Sai, to frequent the Beis Medrash, to be there Keseda Yoim Yoim every day without fail, day in and day out. I want to share with you a fascinating pshat from the Resag in the Meiri on that Pasuk in Mishlei. They say like this, that there's a stark difference between Limud HaTorah and other accomplishments, other malachas in the world. And they give a mashal, if you have somebody who's a contractor, a carpenter, and he has a project ahead of him, he has to build a house, and he sets out, and he spends time, and he builds a tenth of that house. He's up there a tenth of that way. And then he takes a break. He might sit back for a month, a year, 10 years, a decade, doesn't make a difference. And then he returns back to that project, and now he wants to finish that project. That tenth of the house is still Kayim, and now he just has to finish the next nine tenths, the next 90%. He started to build a Svarm Shrank, 10%, 20%, and he took a break. It's going to remain Loilam till he comes back to it. Mashenkin by Torah, it's not like that. Mashenkin by Torah, if a person builds up a tenth, whatever that means in Eichus, a tenth, he gets somewhere in his limud. He's getting there, he's climbing the mountain of his limud, and then he's mevatel l'zman, he takes a break. Hakol nishkach. That's their lashon. Everything is lost. When he comes back, start all over again. Let's start from the beginning. And then he has to start again and try to climb that mountain of Keser Shel Torah. It's a chiluk between Limud HaTorah and Ushar Malachas. And then they go even weiter. Watch this, Rabbi Zayin. The Ovis Rav Nosson says in Perek Chav Dalet, Reis Vav, that a person can learn Torah in 10 years. So they say that you would think, Abizai, say after the first year I learn one tenth of the Torah, and the second year the second tenth, the hola, until by the tenth year I finish the whole Gans Kala Torah Kula. They say, no, that's not pshat. That's a mistake. That's not pshat in the Ovis Rav Nosson. The first year, you're going to learn a little bit. Not a tenth, probably not a 20th, maybe not even a 50th. You'll learn 1%, whatever it is. You'll learn a mashu of the Torah. That is, you mamish haravan, mamish with haravan, you were able to tackle that first year 1% of the Torah. Comes the next year, then you're going to double that. That next year, you're going to climb the mountain even more. You're going to be able to climb even higher and get even more than that. Comes the third year, you're going to double what you did the second year. You're going to have even on a higher level. Year after year. The second year is worth twice as much chashuv as the first year. The third year is twice as much chashuv as the second year. And he then, till they finally said that that least hour of the 10th year is worth more than the oirich hazman ba'askala, than the length of time you put in at the beginning. That least hour of the 10th year could be worth more than months of Limud HaTorah that you did the first year. Memele, they said, the stakes are high. If a person compromises in Nishkeda at the beginning, if he cuts corners in Nishkeda, he's mevat a little here and a little there, comes late, leaves early, a Friday, a this, a Shabbos, he cuts corners, a Simcha, if he starts to cut corners, it's a heavy price because he's going to be mafsid a gewaldig kishir at the end, because you cut at the beginning and you're trying to climb and double and double and double. Well, if you took a break and you're starting all over again, you start over again, how are you going to climb to get into the millions and billions of figures? It's not shayach. So Memela, they said, it's If a person is mimayit, he reduces his shkeda at the beginning, yafsid masha'ein boishir or masha'einu nitin lishoven. It's not shaykh to get to the end where you have to get to. It's not shaykh to learn kolater kul in 10 years. If a person is mavat, I want to bring this out very clear, Rabbeisai. They're saying that if a person sets out and he has a plan to learn kolater kul in 10 years, and in the first year, after the first month, he's mevatel one day of that seder, he will not finish a Torah in 10 years, and probably not even 10 years in a month. He done. He's done. He has to start again. The process starts again. Every time he's a hefsek, he got to start all over again. It's a resag and an eri. Rav Shimshon Pinkus Zatzal brought this out, a haflagdika mashal, like only he knows how to bring out. Mamish, he's mashalim gavaldik. He brings it out like this. He says, Kiyidua, everyone knows the game of chess. It was an invented thousands of years ago. Even Chazal referred to it in different places. Rishonim referred to it. It was a game that someone invented for a king. It was such a chokhmadik game, and the king wanted to compensate this person for being inventing such a game, especially related to king and queen, that a kingdom and a war. It's like it was a gevaldik, and it was so chokhmadik. And he wanted to compensate him. He was thinking about like a major reward, a major compensation for such a chacham mikolodim. So the inventor told the king, I don't need such a, you know, what you have in mind, you're going to give me a house or whatever it is. I don't need that. All I need is that the chessboard has 64 boxes. So do me a favor, put one kernel of wheat. A tiny kernel of a wheat in the first box, and then double it in the second box. So the second box should have two, and then the third box should have four, and just keep on going till the end, and that's all I need. The king laughed at him. He said, "You're such a chacham. You're mamish a shaita. You're all you want to do is take like kernels of wheat, like minuscule kernels, like a few kernels of wheat for your payout. That's all I need." Fine, king said, "No problem," and he started to do one, and then two. And then four, and then eight, and he kept on going. By the time he was halfway through the board, he was in the millions of kernels of wheat. By the time the board finished, they were in the billions. There was no shaykh. There was not enough wheat in the entire kingdom to fill that board. Zog Shimshon Pinkus said the same thing with Limud HaTorah. The Resag and the Miri says it doubles every day. It doubles. It doubles. And then the next day, it doubles again. It keeps on doubling. See, his gives a mashal in hours. A person learns an hour and he takes a break, takes a coffee, goes to the bathroom, chaps a schmooze, makes a phone call, whatever it is. Then he learns another hour. Mamish plus mamish start that second hour. I got trotten toises. Then takes another break, takes a cigarette, who knows, Khalila. Then it comes the third hour. Again, he start. Then takes another break. Then it's Ben Astorim. It keeps on going like that. That's his day. You think about it the whole day. You add up all the hours a day. Yeah, come. Hopefully, he put in 10 hours of learning that day. So now, Rishon said, but what happens if a person didn't take a break? Let's redo the calculation again. So the first hour is worth 1 hour. The second hour is worth 2 hours. The third hour is worth 4 hours. So already holding by seven, Rabbi is saying, right? The fourth hour is 8 hours. So now you're up to 15. The fifth hour is 16 hours. You're up to 31 hours. Keep on going, Rabbi Say. You're talking about ad lahafli. We're talking about instead of packing in 10 hours in a day, you packed in 1,000 hours that day. You packed in over 1,000 hours in one day. And the whole chilik is, was there a kvias b'li hafzik? Or was there a hefsek and we start all over again? If there's a kfias, that every hour counts even more and even more and even more. Shimshon Pinkus says, you know, we wonder, how was Klal Yisrael able to produce a Rekiva Ego, Chofetz Chaim, Gedolei Olam? Their Torah is not shayek. They wrote on so many. Look at the Sam Soifa. His ksavim aren't everything. Tshuvis and Chidushim, Nigla, Nista, Drushis, not shayek. What is going on? How is it shaykh for a human to do that? What's shaykh? We don't come to his toenails. What is going on? What is going on? Is it pshat that we're learning half as much as he did, a quarter as much as he did? There's lines in him which should be able to produce such a quarter of what he produced. What is going on? So there, if you think about it, some soif is Torah. The Gedolei Olam's Torah was a b'li hefsek. They had a kvius. Of course, everyone in their madrega, not as much as Rabbi Yochanan and not as much as Shimon ben Yochai, but klapi us, they had a kvius. And if you calculate the hours that they learned, they didn't just put in 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day. If they had a kvius day in and day out, that third day, the fourth day is worth who knows what. But the 64th day, like the chess game, they're in the billions of hours. In a lifetime, there is no number that we know of that could calculate all the hours that they learned in their lifetime. Because every additional hour is worth as much as all the previous hours combined. On the cheshbonis, it's more than that. It's like just like you have 2 to the 63rd power to make up a chess game. Well, can you imagine you have that over a lifetime? 354 days a year, and you keep on doing that again, year in and year out. You're talking about Hoyin Rav. There's no calculation for that. That's how you produce a Chasam Sofer. They say over a mashal of the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish said that if a person learns, and he learns for a few hours, and then he takes a break, and then he learns for a few more hours, and he takes a break. He says it's doimed to the following. Watch this mashal. He says you take a pot, fill it up with water, turn up the fire on the highest your oven on your stovetop goes, and let it sit there for 5 minutes. The pot won't come to boiling. Then take the pot off the fire for a minute, let it just cool down, and then put it back on the fire for 5 minutes on the highest level. Again, on the highest. Mamish shtark, we're doing it shtark. It still won't come to boiling. Then pull it off and let it cool down and put it back in the fire again for 5 minutes. It's not going to come to boiling. It will never come to boiling because every break sort of brought you back to the beginning and you're starting all over again and again and again. You'll never hit that boiling point. So too by Torah, if you have those breaks, keseda, you never get to the boiling point of Torah. You never get to the Ruach HaKodesh HaShorer Bo of the Chofetz Chaim. You never get to the Kisra Shel Torah of the Rambam. We're not getting it if we have those breaks. Because every time there's a break, we start all over again. The Yisra Rissa Zalman Meltzer, what's Pshat in Europe, you saw so many Gedolei Olam, and in America, in Eretz Yisrael, Nach Muhammad, England, we don't see those numbers. Even the Gedolei Olam aren't on the same levels, like a whole different level. And the Chayesh B'Faket, it was Aksha Dara, after the Muhammad. Is anyone you know that's an Am Haaretz? Even the Balabas, every Balabas learned through yeshivas, knows how to learn. Kamat every Balabas does learn. They learn a lot. Not like in the olden days in Europe that a large chelik of them were Amaratzim. We don't even know what the term Amaratz means anymore. Amaratzim. Amaratzim means that they can't learn a Gemara even with an art scroll. Amaratz means they can't learn a Mishnayis. Amaratz means that all they did was say Tehillim, or the better ones had a Shir in Ein Yankov. We probably don't even know. Do you ever think about it? Why was Sefer called Ein Yankov? Why? And it was written by a Kadmon, and he wrote, oh, all he did was Malakat HaGadol HaShat. What was the point? What was the point? Just learn Shas. What do you have to Malakat HaGadol HaShat? Because it was a large chiluk and klai, so they couldn't learn Gemara. So you tried to bring them into that beauty by chodesh getting the goddess of Chazal, Mameli pulled it out. Today that doesn't fly. We don't have those Amaratzim anymore. So if that's the case, so how come we're not producing the Gedolim that Europe produced before the Muhammad? 100, 200 years ago, how come? So Ritz Zalman said he attributed to two Nakudas, which is really the same Nakuda. He said in Europe, there were no breaks for Friday and Shabbos in Yeshiva. In Europe, he said, I forget, I think he said Volozhin, it was. He said that they learned Erev Pesach. This man ended Erev Pesach. He said, we take breaks by the weekends, and we take breaks Bein Hazmanim. And every time you take a break, it's starting all over again. You're at the bottom of the mountain. Then you want to climb, you work 3 months as man. Okay, got it. Then you took a break. You fell back down to the beginning of the mound. You're gonna Elul 1 month shtak, Elul shtak. But again, you just fell right back down. Come penazmanim, a winter's man, an ibayah, 6 months. Okay, so you got higher up. Very nice. That watermark got even higher. And we fell right back down again. So we can never get anywhere up the mountain other than the highest point we could possibly get is 6 months up. That's all we can get because we start all over again. So by them, there was no hefsekim. There was keseda, keseda, keseda. Such a liminatory means that you bank off of your previous successes. You got up to this point in the mountain, and then you continue climbing higher and higher and higher. And then you zoicha to the Ruach HaKodesh Asher B'Torah, to the Kitzur Shel Torah. So you want to go back to the Gemara, what's Pshat, what's the Chibuk to Mishim Ben Yochai V'Chaveir V'Nos, they're not Mafsik for Tril, and we are, because their Torah was so Choshev. It's not just the last minute of the Torah that's Choshev. It's now in totality, the whole Torah is all one Chaticha, all one piece that elevates the entire shtick, the entire Limud HaTorah from the get-go. So their entire Torah was in the infinite realms of hours of Cheshivas. So that Torah, am I mistaken for Tefillah? Tefillah is not as chashuv for that Torah. But if we have a Torah that has hefsekis, we don't have a Tirasu Munasa. We break for Torah. We break. If we break, so our Torah is like minuscule compared to that Torah. It's not 1/10 of that Torah. It's not 1/100 of that Torah. It's mamish, a fraction of a fraction. It's because we have those breaks. Hasmadas HaTorah, Kavat Itim LaTorah takes on two forms. It's one is consecutive Retzifas day in and day out, and then is in the same day. How is that Seder run? Is there a break? Is there a Betel Torah? Is there a Shmooz? Is there a Vart? Is a just? Can you give me a phone number? Is it that, or is it Kiseder just Limud HaTorah? If it Kiseder Limud HaTorah, then it propels the entire Limud Mamish to the stratosphere as it goes up and up and up. Now it's time, Rabbi say, for Kabbalah Satira. We makabal the Torah every single year. And we try, and sometimes we climb up that mountain. We have a Gavaldika Kabbalah Satira on Har Sinai. And sometimes we falter and we slip. Now is the time to re-mechazik and re-makabal the Torah, to climb that mountain, to make sure that there's no hefsekes, don't fall back to the beginning of the mountain. The Chazanish is Lashon, he writes in the Geris, Chazanish. It's a powerful Lashon. It's in Chelek Aleph. Igeris Gimel, he says, Lumoit Shah Achas, to learn 1 hour, will a hafzik Shah Achas and take a break 1 hour? Hukim Hatoyhu, Ha'efes Vaheda. That's to perpetuate nothing, to perpetuate Toyhu, Efes, and Heder. 1 hour Toyhu is very choshev, but if it has a break afterwards, then it's perpetuating Toyu. Rabbi said we should be machazik, to be makabel Torah, the retzifis, to have that shtendik, that kfiyas that it deserves. And we should be zeicha to climb the mountain of Torah, we should be zeicha to the Ruach HaKodesh Asher B'Torah, and we should be zeicha to the Kisra Shel Torah of the Rambam. Good yontif.